You're listening to Kanikapila Sunday on HPR2, member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. Kellen and Lihau Pike of the award-winning duo Kupawa have just released another album. And what makes this one unique is that they recorded it with a band from Japan called Kaulana, the only international group to ever win a Nahoku Hanohano Award. And the album is called Napua Mohala, Flowers Will Bloom. So welcome to Kupawa and Kaulana to Kanikapila Sunday.
Aloha, oh. Darren. Aloha.
Great to be here.
Yeah, I didn't think we'd be able to fit all in this one studio, but yeah, we can. So how did a group from Hawaii meet up with a group from Japan?
Maybe 3 years ago. Kosuke from the group Kaulana, he has an entertainment company in Osaka, Japan, and he hired us to play at an event, a big festival, probably the biggest Hawaiian festival in Osaka. And after flying up and playing that show, we became friends. We noticed that we were, you know, the same age and we were into the same things. And we started slowly traveling around Japan and touring with this group, Kaulana. We do a lot of concerts together, many. Sometimes we're on the road for a month, different city every night. And we play these concerts and usually we do a set each, one set Kupawa, one set Kaulana. And then on the third set, we play together, Kanikapila style. And we take requests from the audience because they want to come up and dance and share. And we get requests from all the other artists, their famous songs and this and that. And we say, you know, wouldn't it be great someday to have our own music be requested? Music that it's our stories, music that's our recordings, our arrangements. We joked about it at first, and then things got real in about 5 minutes after. We're like, I think, man, we can do this. Let's do this album. Let's do an album together. So, you know, that was the beginning of it all.
Yeah, no, it's a great album, and I love the collaboration. And you guys sound great together.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
On this album, you recorded a version of this 1960 song, Sukiyaki.
Mm-hmm,
yeah. They call that, you know, in mm-hmm. America.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember that when I was a kid,
uh-huh.
by Kyu Sakamoto,
yes.
right? The
yes.
original version. And you did this song in Hawaiian.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, why did you choose that song?
I had to do that song because I love that song.
Yeah, me too.
And what a perfect album to do it on, right? Because it's a Japanese-Hawaiian collaboration. I really want to do that song.
With this Hawaiian language version was we wanted to kind of tie it more back to the original Japanese lyrics. It's meant to be like a song of encouragement is what I understand.
Well, that was that the original songwriter's message. That was his motto. He mm-hmm. said that, right?
Right.
Always. That
yeah.
Just keep looking up. Look up.
Yes.
He told everybody, don't look down. Look up.
After that lead-in, could we hear that your version of Sukiyaki?
Sure. And,
I
Sukiyaki.
All right. Oh, it's beautiful. I love that. Love that version.
Thank you.
Kellen and Lihao of Kupawa and Ichi.
Hi.
And Kosuke, right?
Hi.
Okay. Of Kaolana are here in the studios of HPR 2 on Kanikapila Sunday, talking about their album together that they recorded. It's called Napua Mohala. Now, you said that you've performed many times together live in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a difference between the audiences in Japan and the audiences in
Hawaii?
Yes. Okay, what is it?
Well, first of all, because we don't speak Japanese, it's hard for us to share some of the mana'o behind our songs. But luckily for us, because we perform so often with Kosuke and Ichi, they know our music so well. They know all the stories, you know. So when we perform together, they're able to share those stories for us on our behalf.
Yeah. Now, there's a great story about this next song. It's the title track.
Well, Napua Mohala was originally a Japanese song, yeah, Kosuke?
Yes.
And so... the Japanese song's name is Hanawa Saku.
Hi.
And can you tell us about why that song was written?
This song written for the Tohoku area people.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a big earthquake and a big
tsunami.
Tsunami, yeah?
So actually, yeah. I don't know how much local people know the name Tohoku, because in our news, Sendai and Fukushima was the names of the places that...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
The area of the larger region,
yeah, the whole region
of Japan
is called Tohoku.
Yes.
Yeah. So it was written for the victims and the survivors, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, this is our Hawaiian version of Hanawa Saku, the title track of our album, Napua Mohala.
Upua e ka mana o 나 이야기 알아
마오와 구오 카누 울루에 나부와 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 모하와 너나하 너나에 히키마이안나 나부와 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 모하와 나부와 바하이아에 아알라이케아오 하나와 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 사쿠 이츠카 우마레루 키미니 하나와 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 사쿠 와타시 와 나니 오 노코시타 다로 나부와 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 모하라 노나하 노나에 히키마이안나 나부와 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 모하라 나부와에 아알라에 오코알로하에
Oh, love that. We're can't believe it. I'm the audience for these guys here in
the show.
They're just playing just for me. And for you too, listening out there. On HPR 2, members supported Hawaii Public Radio. They're in the studios, members of Kupawa and Kaulana, talking about their first release together, maybe first of many more. It's called Napua Mohala, Flowers Will Bloom.
Hopefully this is like opening the door for other Japan artists to come over. This is like the first. People have told us that we're kind of blazing the trail in the forefront of this. And
to our knowledge, you know, this is the first true collaboration between a Hawaii-based Hawaiian music group and a Japan-based Hawaiian music group. And we know that it's a true collaboration because when we try to perform the songs with just one of our groups, we miss the other group.
It doesn't sound the same.
It doesn't sound the same, right? Right,
yeah,
you guys?
Yeah.
So that's how we know that this project, you know, the sound that we created is a true collaboration. You know, everybody, from the songs being written together to being, you know, arranged together to, like, just performing everything together. You know, there's some songs where you would think that if it's a guy and a girl singing, you'd automatically think it's Kellen and me, but it's not. It's Kellen and Ichi. Or there's other songs where it's Kellen and Kosuke singing together, or me and Kosuke singing together, or, you know, so we really made it a good effort to really truly meld the groups together.
One more song, if you don't mind. Okay.
We'd love
and
to.
And this one that I like, and because there's another interesting story for this one.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Enani Ailana. And could you talk about that? And
actually, Kosuke wrote that song.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about what that song is about?
Oh, okay. Enani Ailana. I wrote for the Bonin Island. You know Bonin Island?
Yeah, it's kind of off the coast of Japan, yeah.
Yes. So this island is Japan. Mm-hmm. So Ogasawara Island.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I always, once or twice year, I go to the Ogasawara Island mm-hmm. every year.
There's been research done that Ogasawara Island was initially not a part of Japan.
It was
actually
in the 1800s, I think.
In the 1800s,
it
yeah.
was an uninhabited group of islands.
And actually, the people who were brought to live there, the people who lived there at first were Hawaiians.
They sent Hawaiians there to inhabit it.
And the language spoken.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Initially, the language there was really kind of an offshoot or a dialect of Hawaiian. And if you listen, we've heard that we've never been to Ogasawara Island because it's a 25-hour boat ride from Tokyo. And I get really seasick. So Kosuke keeps inviting us every year and I keep saying, do they have an airport yet? Then no. I understand that the language spoken there is Japanese, but their dialect of Japanese still retains some Hawaiian words. I mean, it's crazy to me, but that to me, that's like a perfect symbol of the, I guess, the unity between our cultures. You know, it's the perfect connection point. You know, once upon a time, Hawaiians lived there, and now it's part of Japan, but it still retains parts of both cultures. Maybe someday we'll go to Ogasawara Island with you, yeah?
25 hours on the boat.
I don't know.
Bring some Dramamine with
you. I'm getting
a
little seasick just thinking about it. But this is a great song, E Nani Ailana, from our album Napu Mohala.
1, 2, 3, and...
Aloha no nani ailana, kahi ho o ki pai na malihini, erohe ia mai anala, kale o nakama aina.
Aloha no nani ailana, kahi ho o ki pai na malihini, erohe ia mai anala, kale o nakama aina. Pua melia na keki papa o ka aina na nea ui kou ala ho ala i a ka halia o nauna e ka pua melia na keki papa o ka aina na nea ui kou ala ho ala i a ka halia.
Great song, great song. And that is Kupawa, Kellen and Lihau Pike, and also Kaulana from Japan, Ichi and Kosuke. And they recorded an album together called Napua Mohala, Flowers Will Bloom, from Hulu Kupuna Productions, distributed by the Mountain Apple Company. Mahalo for stopping by Kani Kapila Sunday.
Yeah, thank you. Mahalo.
Mahalo.